Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today is going to be, I believe it's today, but one of the it's going to be released here soon, the movie Noah with Russell Crowe. That's going to be released, and I have heard, I have not seen the movie because it's just, you know, come out, but I've heard from those who have previewed the movie that it is not biblically accurate and some far stretches, you know, exaggerations were taken, you know, at liberty and creation of this movie.
A lot of creative license.
Yeah, a lot of, I guess is what you call it, but so there are a lot of people that are saying, hey, they're not even going to go see this movie because it's just, it's not the Bible. It's just, you know, what's that word? They co-opted the you know, Noah's account story,
right,
and then they've just kind of added some stuff in there.
Yeah.
But with that, the Charisma News is reporting that Ray Comfort, the evangelist Ray Comfort, who put all these teaching tapes called the Way of the Master Evangelism tapes with Kirk Cameron, if you remember those, he has made his own movie. It's called Noah the Movie. And you can go to noahthemovie.com. It's actually released on YouTube, and I actually saw a little bit of it. It's kind of a documentary question and answer, and he's actually teaching about what actually happened in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And he's interviewing some folks as he does out, you know, out in the streets and getting their opinion on some things. It's pretty interesting. But this is not, he wants to say, this is not the Hollywood version. This is not that. And that, I didn't know this, but Ray Comfort and Russell Crowe, the guy who's playing Noah, they're both from New Zealand. And so Ray Comfort is funny. You got to see him. He's awesome. But he goes into sharing about how he's the importance of this movie and that you got to get it out. You know, I believe there's like hundreds of thousands of folks already have seen it. It was just his movie was just released, and you can see it for free, of course. And he goes on to say that, in noting that their Noah movies are very different. Comfort explains, and I'm quoting Charisma News, that why Hollywood's version may be bigger, but believes that his version is better. He said Hollywood is listed as fantasy, Comfort states, while ours is based on truth. And that's real important, you know, when you're going to go see it, because Hollywood right now, they're trying to crank out a bunch of faith-based movies and movies about the Bible, and a lot of people want to go see them, but since we found out from George Barna and Barna Group that only 19% of the church is actually reading the Bible, how are you going to know what's written on 3% of that 19% are actually really serious about it? How are you going to know if it's the truth or not? Because a great majority of the body of Christ right now is not abiding.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know the truth, and you don't want to quote what you saw. You don't want to take cleft notes with the Bible, okay? You don't want to see the movie and say, yeah, and then those rock people came out. No, that was not in the Bible.
Right.
What DVD were you watching? That was not in the Bible. It's not scripture. You want to be able to know what happened, what really occurred, and you want to make sure that everything is founded off of truth, not off of fantasy. He goes on to say that rather than tell the story of Noah and the ark, Ray Comfort's Noah looks at the parallels between Noah's day and ours and gives 10 biblical signs of the last days. Really interesting because Luke, you know, 17:26 says, just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and even being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Noah. People were eating, buying and selling, planting, building, but the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. I mean, this is all happening in the days of Lot as well, is what the scripture is saying. And so it will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on a roof of his house with his with his goods inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. And scripture gives you say, look at Lot's wife. Listen, we're living in the last days. It's so important to realize that we need to know God. We need to have a relationship with him. And just how things were happening, they were carrying on back then and thinking they can live independently about without the Lord. They didn't need God. They can. There was gross wickedness, and God dealt with it. Listen, in the last days, we're going to see the very same thing. So it's important. It's important to know the truth because the truth will set you free. Be sure to check that out today. We're going to make that available and relate it for you. NoahTheMovie.com. You can see it on YouTube. Share it with your friend.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.